We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Dustin Hockensmith here. We're shifting gears to Penn State basketball. This Lions team still on a roll going into the holiday break. Now Jeff Brown joins us. He's the gift that keeps on giving all year. He's a walking, talking jelly of the month club. He's here to talk about Penn State basketball with us. Right? I mean, that's one of the biggest compliments I've ever paid anybody, Jeff.
And, jelly of the month club. Yeah. I don't know that I can live up to that.
So Penn State, big win in the sense of, you know, they beat Central Connecticut State 87-58. Big win because they dominate that game. Big win because I think a lot of people watch with interest to see, you know, is this team going to play down to its competition after a pretty good stretch of games? And I think, you know, the fact that they answered those questions in a really good way by slamming the door early on these guys, playing very, very well, competing hard. I know Pat Chambers was happy with the way they played in this game. And I think it, you know, it's just another chance here to check off a box in the right column for this team. You know, when you're looking at how different are they from previous teams, they look different in this game.
Well, that's the difference from this year and in years previous. I still have people coming up to me and saying, okay, when does the bubble burst? Okay, when do they let down? Okay, because that's been kind of the MO through the years of Penn State basketball. They may start off hot and then they cool way down, or they may start off cold and then get hot and then cool down. Everybody's looking for consistency, and this year they're going to get it. This team is well put together. They're talented. They're deep, and I don't see any long, cold, dry spells ahead of them.
It's interesting, you know, the idea, and this is where teams go from okay to good and from good to great, is the number of ways with which you're capable of winning. And I think that's something that we've seen in different ways too. Now, you know, Central Connecticut State, you can only, to a certain point, use them as a jumping point to any grand conclusions. But I think in a general sense, looking at how they managed to win games this season, it's been different guys at times. It's been different formulas at times. They've done it with rebounding and points in the paint. They've done it with hustle defense, you know, against Maryland, for example. They have opportunities now to win with their bench too. I think we've seen that a bunch of times, bench scoring. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of stuff that suggests this team is different. And I think that's one big thing that if Lamar Stevens is having an off night, for example, Penn State's got some options now. And I think that's what makes them more dangerous than previous versions.
Well, Lamar only had 10 points last game, but he dished out the ball a lot. And it was almost like he knew maybe that night wasn't his night, but so he's going to help the team whatever way he needed to. And the other thing that occurred to me, and it occurred to me on the way home after the game, you look at the season so far, they have lost to Mississippi State in a game they had no business losing, whatever. You know, so that was kind of a fluke. And they lost big to Ohio State when they could not hit the broadside of a barn as far as a shot goes, and that's a fluke. So you've only got two losses, and both of them are flukes on one side of the spectrum, and the other, that bodes well. You know, I'm not saying they're going undefeated the rest of the way or anything like that.
I think that's exactly what you're saying.
But but it bodes well, you know, and you see them take on a Maryland team that's a very good Maryland team. And yeah, they went toe to toe and never blinked. So things are going to be good this year.
So what you're saying is, and I'm just going to boil this down to raw data, Penn State 10-0 in non-fluke games. That's pretty good, Jeff.
Exactly. Good. See,
I definitely catch your drift. I would say this though, like Ohio State, for example, cold shooting. That's fine. That's fair. You know, maybe the complexion of the game changes, but 106 points doesn't feel very fluky to me, my friend. That's what they
did. Well, when you consider all the misses, you know, I mean, they put the ball in the Ohio State offense's hands way more than they should have without getting anything on the scoreboard. So, you know, I do. There are games that just happen that you got to just let go. I mean, I'll go back to my middle school days at dear old Grove City, Pennsylvania.
Oh, we're going back. We're going back 8 years now. Sheesh.
We are 8 years. Yeah. Okay. And we were losing to Meadville 63-7 at halftime. And our coach came in and just looked at us and said, "We got another game on Thursday. Don't get hurt." And he walked back out again. That was the inspiring halftime speech. Was,
listen, 63-7 feels like a fluke, though.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a fluke. No, with these guys, it was probably we deserved every point of that one. But, you know, the point is you got games like that. And you're going to have games where you can't shoot, and you're going to have games when you can't miss. And I think it's heartening that they had a game like that. Okay, they lost it. The Mississippi State game, I'll bet if they played 10 more times, they'd beat them 8 out of the 10 times. So I like the way this preseason has gone. I can't wait for the Big Ten to really kick in.
Well, that's coming soon. You know, Penn State's going to get a little breather here, and I know that they look forward to, you know, the opportunity, 9 days of self-scouting, 9 days of evaluation, 9 days of practice time, 9 days of, you know, a little extra rest, not the wear and tear and the grind of going through that. It's a good staging time for Penn State to make this run into the second half of the year, and we'll see if they're able to do it. I wanted to kind of look, you know, back at what we've seen so far. You know, they're 10-2. They are you know, they're ranked for the first time since, what is it, 97? Is that what it is?
96.
First time in 23 years they're ranked. They come in at number 23. Also number 18 in the NCAA, you know, their net rankings. So this is a team that's gotten a lot of respect. Looking back to so far, let's take Maryland out of this consideration. What do you think has been the most impressive win outside of that one? You know, you had Syracuse, who, that's not the Syracuse you've come to know.
No.
You had a good win against them. Wake Forest is another brand name. Georgetown was the game that, you know, kind of piqued people's interest. So I think that was of some significance. Alabama, you know, to win that one ugly instead of losing it ugly, if you're going to make that comparison to what happened against Ole Miss, there's some significance there. You know, I think, what was it, Yale, they had to win that one ugly. Which of those games really stands out as being the most significant of that group?
Well, yeah, unfortunately you're taking the Maryland out, because I think it is the biggest, because they just got their butts kicked, and they could have come into that game and gotten their butts kicked again, and they didn't. Not only did they keep it close, they won. So I think that's a few, but I'd probably say the Georgetown game at this point, because again, with Georgetown and Syracuse, they're not your father's Georgetown Syracuse, but at that point in the season, they had a few wins. And again, the Penn State basketball faithful were kind of saying, "Well, yeah, okay." But then they took care of Georgetown. And people started to say, "Wait a minute. You know, maybe something's different this time." So I think that Georgetown was the first corner that they turned. But, you know, I still think the Maryland game, that was the most impressive for me. Because in the past, other Penn State teams might have just, you know, gone in a hole and lost seven straight or something like that. But man, these guys came out smoking against Maryland and put it to them after a bad loss. So, you know, I give them all the credit in the world for that.
Isn't it funny, by the way, and it's just kind of the nature of Penn State basketball and where they've been, where they've come from. But, you know, you beat Georgetown, that kind of gets everybody's radars up. And then you struggle for a little bit against Yale, and it's like, oh, well, it's the same old Penn State. And then you lose a game to Ole Miss that you shouldn't lose. It's like, oh, okay, well, all right, this is the same old Penn State. You know, and then you get blown out by Ohio State. It's like, okay, well, no, it's been fun, but the real Penn State's shown up. Then you beat Maryland. Then Alabama is not pretty early, and I think there's still some of that. Oh, it's the same old.
Right.
It's just they're fighting this fight, and I don't know, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know that they can really escape from that all year, this kind of cycle of just waiting for them to fail sort of thing. I think a lot of people are thinking that way, and the bar still set pretty low, even though they're nationally ranked. I think opinions are starting to change, but the next 10-0 run that they give up, people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, it's just something that they're working against. I don't think it's anything that they can control or change, but it's just a funny spot they find themselves in as a ranked team with a lot of baggage from the past.
Oh, you're right. And I'll tell you, over the last, I don't know, 5 seasons, 7 seasons, 10 seasons, whatever, you almost expected each game for them to go 7, 8, 10 minutes without a bucket. I mean, you just almost expected it every single, I don't know what the stats are on it, but it almost always happened. It's not this time because they are so deep and because they are so talented that you're not getting into those long stretches like they used to get into. And, you know, as far as the fans go, yeah, I agree. From the feedback I'm getting, people keep saying, yeah. But the attendance is up. The intensity in the crowd is up. And the noise level is up. So, you know, people are paying attention and people are getting behind this team. And that's a lot of fun to see.
I think most of that, by the way, is you taking your game to another level.
Well, that goes without saying. But, yeah.
You're
I'm so glad you said it, not me.
Yeah, you're way too modest for that. Now, I wanted to get into some other stuff, but we only have about a minute and a half. What's been your biggest surprise so far, either individually or collectively as a team? Something that they're doing well that you maybe didn't quite expect?
Tie between Myron Jones and Isaiah Brockington. And, you know, Myron showed some flashes last year. But who expected him to be, you know, basically the leading scorer on the team this year?
Yeah.
And Isaiah Brockington, Pat Chambers had told me privately a few times that this kid was the second coming of Josh Reeves. And I kind of went, yeah, okay. Because Josh Reeves, that's a tough bar to jump on. But, you know, he has been a consistent scorer off the bench. He's athletic. He plays defense. So the two of them, I think, are tied.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, for those two guys to be, I mean, that's the essence of what's different about this team is having
right.
those guys playing at this level and giving you, you know, for example, 20 good minutes off the bench where you're producing and they aren't empty minutes. You know, that's one of the big differences, I think, in the team so far. And yeah, we'll see how far it carries them. You know, you still have Lamar Stevens playing at a high level. He's still, you know, a really gifted scorer. Mike Watkins mm-hmm. is another pleasant surprise at the level with which he's playing. He's kind of changed the dynamic defensively. It's more than just hustle and passing lanes. You've got a real presence back there in the paint. You've got guys who can score it off the bench. You still have some room to grow into your perimeter shooting. There's a lot of good stuff here. As mentioned, Penn State does take a break until December 29th. They're back home against Cornell at the Bryce Jordan Center. Come listen to Jeff Brown. If you're not interested in basketball, just listen to that buttery voice telling you what's going on.
You didn't ask me what my biggest disappointment was.
Well, we'll have time for that next week. We're out of time for now, and I'm actually going to cut you off. We'll get into it. We will get into it. That's Jeff Brown talking Penn State hoops on the Keystone Kickoff Show. That's it for us on this edition as well. Check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron. All in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com. And don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.